The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor.
You remind me that money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
On ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom Line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us on this manic Monday. And good Lord, I wish it was not Sunday. I'm glad it's Monday and not Sunday, Saturday, Friday, or Thursday. What a crazy week of college basketball. Both if you're a bracket pool player, March recounting with your $2 office pool, or you've got big bucks riding on every point spread of these games. What a crazy week. We will go over the numbers later in the show of just how good of a week this was for the squares, not the sharps. You hear all the sports books right now this week, especially today. Yeah. They're singing tales of woe, are the sports books today. Biggest Saturday, one of the biggest days in the history of the NCAA tournament for the public. How is the public pulling this off? And we're the contrarian, fade the public kind of show. Ugh. We had better days. Sunday made up for a little bit of Saturday, but sheesh. What a crazy weekend in college basketball, NCAA tournament wagering. We will talk about the numbers. And why the squares, are the chalk pushers, are very happy today. We'll talk about that all coming up here on this Manic Monday edition of The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Text us on the text line. 859-381-1313. How do your brackets look? How is your wagering going? Been playing a lot of unders? Haven't worked out for you all the time. Been playing a lot of underdogs? Those haven't been working out for you all the time. Look at all that chalk sitting in the Sweet 16 round right now. How are you doing with your wagering? How are you doing with your bracket pools? Do you have any inside information on Calipari? That's not something we're experts on this show, but if you want to voice your opinion on this show, 859-381-1313, anything in the world of sports gambling, and whatever you want to talk about. Anything except how you doing? How you feeling? How's your mom and him? That kind of stuff. That's great, but yeah, we're living in the real world here. So yeah, 859-381-1313 to text us. We will read the best ones a little later in the show. Also, the Fast Money Podcast. Oh, there's no games tonight. Oh, yes, there is. There are some games tonight, and we will see at least one on our picks coming up later in the show. And yeah, we'll talk about them all tonight. They don't just have to be Power 5 NCAA tournaments. Yeah, we got some NIT, CIT, CBI, whatever's going on. I don't know what tournament they're playing in, but we got games tonight. We'll try to pick some later in the show. The most profitable segment in Lexington Radio, our Back Daddy Stogie Picks. And of course, don't forget, you can pick up a copy of our book, Side Hustle. A lot of our March systems, some of which have done well so far, some of which have not. The Traps have let us down, too, this postseason. I think the Traps are 4-5 overall. I think. I need to go back and read that. Gonzaga over Kansas was the only one in the second round that was a trap, and that actually cashed. But I think the first round was, I think it was 3-4. I think it's 4-4 overall. But, yeah, not even the Traps have been hitting in this NCAA tournament. But you can find all of our systems we talk about on this show and how we've scammed several people over the, not scammed, just kind of hustled to win some bracket pools and do our stuff back when we were kids in Madison County. And a lot of our, based on the month of the year. By the way, March 25th, baseball opening day coming up. We got a lot of baseball systems that we play too, especially now that we're seeing actual games take place, if you could believe that. We're going to talk about the Reds a little later in this show. So yeah, pick up a copy of the book, Side Hustle, available on Amazon and in person at Joseph Beth Bookstore. Their stock has been replenished, and it's on the best of the bluegrass table, where it should be. We're biased. But, yeah, pick it up today. Joseph Beth in person, Amazon, on the old internets. Don't forget, today we'll be here. Tomorrow we'll be here. Wednesday we'll be flying to the desert. And on Thursday at this time, we will have our Bottom Line show coming to you live from the Circa Resort and Casino out in the desert on Fremont Street out in Las Vegas, Nevada, Clark County out in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we look forward to having four shows coming to you live from the Circa Resort and Casino. I think they're going to put us out the stadium swim on Thursday and Friday off of the little cabana off to the side and have us broadcasting live from out there. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s with nothing but sun. Ah, don't you wish you were there? Ah, you can still make it out there, but, well, it's on your own dime. But our friend Mark Sullivan, who won our contest here at ESPN Radio, he will be going out there as well. He'll probably sit in with us at some points this weekend for his trip out. He'll sit in with us on those shows. Big weekend coming up for us. We are looking forward to it. We are grateful to all the fine folks at Circa Resort and Casino. Make sure to get their app. Their app is coming to Kentucky very soon. Make sure to get them, because I can promise you, folks, ask any wise guy out in the desert, ask any sharp out there, the Circa Sportsbook is the best in the desert. I can absolutely promise you that, and we'll have proof of that coming up later this week. But we're very excited. We'll be broadcasting Thursday, Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and then Saturday, Sunday morning, we'll be on live from the desert. And then I think next Monday we're going to take a day off because, you know, I need to rest. I'm an old man. I can't be hustling like this all the day long and all the time. So, yeah, we're looking forward to the trip, but, yeah, get a little old now. I can't hustle, come back into town on a Sunday night and go right back to it Monday. So, yeah, make sure to tune in this weekend. We'll be live from the desert. Baseball opening day, Sweet 16, Elite Eight rounds. Does it get any better? Maybe last week. There's more people out there last week, though. So it's a little slower than this week, but you can still get as much damage done, if you know what I'm saying. Coming up on today's show, don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at BottomLineLex. You can email the show, BottomLineLex@gmail.com. But on today's show, we're still waiting. We're still waiting for the Catholic Church to put up the white smoke and tell us that there's a new pope. Or is there the same pope, a new pope, same as the old pope, whatever? I don't know. There's a new, you know, is there going to be anything new with Kentucky basketball going forward? And should we even be worried about it? I don't know. We'll talk about that. We will also, of course, talk about a little bit of baseball today. 3 days from opening day. We're not going to be here on Wednesday. We're going to talk some Reds props. And this team, we've seen kind of a fluctuation in their win total this spring, based on a few, you know, things maybe out of their control. But what do you think about some of these numbers we're going to throw at you and this team from a handicapping perspective from the year? Because if you just look at their win total, you'd think, huh, seems rather low. You would think it seems rather low, don't you? And upon first glance, it does. But sometimes the desert knows more than we do. Okay, as crazy as it sounds, I know it's crazy, people. The desert sometimes knows more than we do. So we'll talk about the Reds from a handicapping perspective. And, of course, we will go over the chaos and anarchy that was the first 4 days of this NCAA tournament, the last 4 days. And we'll also talk about the lines for the games moving forward. Are there live dogs and are there dead dogs? We will try to find the ones that we like from a handicapping perspective. Of course, our picks for tonight. Part of the most profitable segment of Lexington Radio, our Mac Daddy Stogie Picks. All this, much, much more coming up on this week's Manic Monday. Just trying to recover from the 4 days before edition of The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. As always, we thank you so much for joining us. And we also thank you so much for tuning in on this Manic Monday. Make sure to text us, 859-381-1313. But first, according to Ben Fox, formerly of ESPN, now he's just kind of writing about gambling. There was one bettor. I like when people say he's a better. You know, he's a professional better. But they spell it B-E-T-T-E-R. No, it's B-E-T-T-O-R, a bettor. at the DraftKings Sportsbook, which is promoted by the fanboys across town. Shocking when you hear what happens here. One bettor at this DraftKings Sportsbook wagered $350,000 on Kentucky just to make the Sweet 16. And the odds on that were minus 135. So he would not even have made his entire $350,000 back. But all Kentucky had to do was beat Oakland and eventually, as it turned out to be, North Carolina State. If I had asked you 2 weeks ago, especially after that Tennessee game, you know what? All Kentucky has to do to make the Sweet 16 is to beat Oakland and then beat North Carolina State. Would you have taken that? A lot of people would. I'll be honest, I would have. But I wouldn't have laid minus 135. But point is, that's how things can change, especially in this tournament. And, of course, the guy who bet $350,000 was someplace in this state of Kentucky. So Lord knows where he was, and Lord knows how he got that kind of money. But that's neither here nor there. And, of course, we all know as what happened to that, that $350,000 now donated to the fine folks at DraftKings. But today is all about Calipari's radio show. Oh, has the Big Blue Nation, when's the last time you've been excited to listen to the radio? Yes, don't say this show. I know you're lying. But everybody's talking about Cal tonight. Cal's going to be on his radio show, allegedly. He needs to pull something and be like, all right, I'm going to send the assistant coach in or something like that. But it will be the first time he has spoken since Thursday night. And, of course, the Herald Leader today, everybody's talking about this, spelled Calipari's name with a K. There you go. But apparently all the experts now are saying this is all about Mitch Barnhart and what he wants. And I'm not some soothsayer on should Cal be fired, should he not be fired. I'm going to be honest. It doesn't matter to me. When they play the first game next year, if Cal's a coach, I've got a little bit of historical data about who will cover point spreads when Kentucky's playing their one of seemingly a massive number of cupcakes. But once we get to maybe regular season, maybe it matters a little more because I have more data in the background. Calipari, in certain spots, when he's on the road, when he's in conference, when he's an underdog, I've got data to back this up. But if he leaves, I don't have that data because I got a new coach. Yeah, well, he coached somewhere else. Just because a guy coached somewhere else and was good against a point spread doesn't mean the next place he stops, he's good against a point spread. I've noticed that over the years. That's why I don't pay attention to coaches' numbers at other schools. So does it matter to me? A little. I'd like him to stay because I've got data. But personally, it doesn't matter to me at all. And we were talking about this over the weekend on our weekend line show that we do during the NCAA tournament on the weekends. If you're getting emotional over these situations, if you got emotional when Kentucky lost, whether you're shedding a tear, whether you're throwing things, whether whatever you're doing, getting up and yelling and disturbing people, if that's you, God bless you. But not only should you maybe check yourself in terms of being a fan, but probably this sports gambling thing is not for you. The people who know me the best, the people who are the closest to me in my life, my best friends, my mom, all those people, they cannot tell whether I'm on a 15 out of 20 losing streak or I've won 12 out of 13. They can't tell. They don't know. Not just because I intentionally try to keep that, but I temper my emotions. But it also, I'm not betting enough to change my life. Yeah, does it affect me a little? Yeah, long term, maybe a little. But I'm not betting enough to change my life. One bet should never change your life. One day of betting should never change your life. I had a lousy day Saturday picking up teams against the spread. Terrible. Didn't change my life at all. And I can promise you the people who knew me had no idea. We made up for it a little bit yesterday. That's okay because it's regression to the mean. It's how the racket works. But if you're a fan, does it really matter to you if who coaches this team? Of course it does. So that's why you're all into this Cal thing right now. And the local talk shows around here who focus on Kentucky, they're eating this up. But that's not the kind of thing I talk about on this show. And it's not the thing I'm an expert in. I don't have inside information. I don't know these coaches. I don't know how all this stuff works. I'm just trying to pick winners. So, yeah, the local talk shows love this. But what are they going to talk about in the middle of August or the middle of July when there's nothing going on around here but Reds baseball? We still do a decent show, we think, trying to pick winners in Major League Baseball at least. But for, you know, a lot of people right now, these are the salad days because Cal might be gone. Something tells me, I don't know. Something tells me they might be making a little too much out of this in terms of the media. But what do I know? I have no idea. And to be honest, a lot of people out here listening right now, they don't have any idea either. So if you want to sit here and say, Cal should be gone. Okay, good for you. Oh, but he should stay. You can't afford the buyout. That's good too. But I'm not some expert about all this. So I'm not going to sit here and wax poetic like I am some kind of expert. But the first time we'll hear anything from Cal, allegedly, will be on his wonderful little radio show tonight. And believe me, there is nothing I don't want to hear more than a radio show with a coach, a call-in show with a coach. Those things are just god-awful for me, anyway, to listen to. A lot of people out there will say, oh, we love coaches' shows. Yeah, you're also probably still watching Richard Dawson Family Feud, too. That's okay. The Lexington Herald Leader, aside from their headline today, our friend John Clay, says, headline from him, paying $33 million to buy out a basketball coach would be wrong thing for Kentucky to do. Probably would be. Another headline, Calipari buyout would set record. Uh-huh. So I guess records are made to be broken. But nobody's talking about the actual team right now and the fact that they actually lost the game. That's kind of hit the back burner. It's all about Cal's job status. That's all anyone is worried about right now. Headline from the fanboys across town. This was the worst Kentucky defense of the KenPom era. Wow. Somebody finally listened to this show. Somebody finally registered. Boy, this Kentucky defense isn't very good in the KenPom era. Oh, wow. Lousy defenses don't do very well in the NCAA tournament with the KenPom numbers here. Oh, but look at Alabama. Uh-huh. They almost lost to Grand Canyon last night. Do you see that? Anyway, another story for another day. So I'm glad that the fanboys have now recognized that this was the worst defense in the KenPom era for Kentucky. Not just the Cal era, but the KenPom era. But then again, we live in a different world now. Look at Kentucky. The latest mock draft from ESPN. Two Kentucky players still in the top 10, even after that one-and-done tournament. But leave it to Kansas and Bill Self to kind of reflect where college basketball is at right now. Because he admitted, after they lost to Gonzaga the other day, he admitted that he's already been looking forward to next season while Kansas had been trying to keep this season going. Now, is that a right thing to say? No, that's not the right thing to say. But I have no doubt that it's the truth because that's what every coach has to worry about now. Why do you think Cal is worried about next year's recruiting class literally minutes after his team lost on Thursday night? That's the way of the world now. It's not about what could you do for me now. It's what could you do for me tomorrow. And that's where things are wrong. And that's where maybe, just maybe, this Kentucky program might be needed to go in a different direction. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. By the way, people get on me all the time about this KenPom stuff. Oh, Brad, all you do is talk about KenPom numbers. Oh, you don't have to be a genius. Oh, that's all you do. It's a very, very good tool. And if you look at the current teams that are ranked in the top 14 of the KenPom numbers right now, 13 of the top 14 are still alive in the NCAA tournament. You don't think that's a coincidence? Uh-huh, okay. Auburn is the only team in the top 14 teams ranked in the KenPom numbers that is no longer in the tournament. I'm just saying, 13 out of 14. Whoa, KenPom's stupid. Okay, all right, I'll follow. You want to win your bracket pool next year or do well in your bracket pool, have a chance at the end? Don't do anything but follow Ken Pom all the way through. You could do a lot worse. I can promise you that. You'll finish in a good year. You'll finish 80, 85% ahead of everybody. I'm going to tell you that right now. So, yeah, you could laugh at Ken Pom numbers all you want. But with the chalk that hit this weekend, yeah, Ken Pom kind of knows what he's talking about. That's not me talking. That's data and historical data talking. So there you go. Coming up after the break, enough foolishness. Let's get to some Reds baseball. Yes, Reds baseball starts in 3 days. We're not going to be here Wednesday, so we need to get some props in. Our favorite Reds bets for the coming season, and a lot of them Reds Nation is probably not going to be very happy with. And then later on the show, we'll look at the lines for the upcoming Sweet 16 round. Are there any live dogs out there, or have we just given up and say, you know what? We, if you can't beat them, join them. Let's just take all the favorites on an 8-game money line parlay. Never. But sometimes when you have a bad stretch, sometimes you'll say, well, maybe I should just do this for one time. Anyway, we'll talk all about this coming up right here. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Cash. Cold. That's what I need.
The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN 1300 AM and 92.5 FM.
Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Thanks for joining us here on this Manic Monday. Let's get to the text line. It is on fire. Here's a text from our friend Brian, who may have some inside information on how these things go down. If history holds true, Calipari will have recorded the show beforehand or will record it to make sure that there are no phone calls coming into his show so he doesn't have to deal with it. I can see that happening. So, yeah, some inside information for our friend Brian, who probably knows about these things a little more than we do. We're just some hack trying to pick games here. So, yeah, Cal's big radio show appearance tonight may not be live. It may be Memorex if he can go back that far. I just remember, heck, when I was living in Atlanta, and Ray Goff was the coach of Georgia when I moved down there. Boy, they would kill him on that. They did a coach's show down there. They killed him on those shows. And I was like, that was 35 years ago or whatever it was. And I'm just like, then they started recording those shows. And I'm like, well, that's smart. And well, anyway. But, yeah, coach's shows on the radio have been going on a long time. And I'm still in shock. They still go on, to be honest with you. So everybody will be listening tonight, but something tells me it'll be very boring. That's just me. But then again, who knows? We might have breaking news. Anyway, let's go to some other texts on the text line. Our friend Mark Sullivan is very excited about headed out to the desert this week. He also says, I forgot some of your futures in baseball. Can you go over a few that you had? We will go over them very shortly. And he goes, I remember Arizona on the over of wins. That's all. Yep, that's one of them. That's what I can promise you. So, yeah, he's very excited about going to the desert this week, and we're both asking the king to take care of us this week. Here's another one. Race Monkey here. That's what he says his name is. As the great Huey Lewis exclaimed, it's hip to be square. 7-1 Saturday with only Rick Barnes dud from a perfect day. Yeah. The squares had their fun this week. The numbers against the spread in these first two rounds here at the NCAA tournament. I'm trying to pull this up real quick. The first two rounds, favorites, 30-22 against the spread. That's the best since 2008. In other words, dogs do very well normally, just not this year. 30-22, the best since 2008. Double-digit favorites. Kentucky is not one of these winners. Double-digit favorites went 15-2 straight up, 14-3 against the spread. Best against the spread record ever. Ever. Of course, Kentucky and Auburn, the only two teams that were double-digit favorites that lost. 15-2 straight up, 14-3 against the spread. Double-digit favorites. If you'd have told me that before the tournament, I would have said, you know what? I might want to skip the tournament. Because if that happens, bad things are going to come my way. Top four seeds in this NCAA tournament. 26-4 straight up, 21-9 against the spread. That's the best against the spread record ever. A lot of chalk flying. And the public is loving life. The betting public so far in this tournament. When you see a majority of the cash on one side, just the majority, more than 50%. The betting public, 38-13 against the spread. The best in 15 years of data. Unbelievable. Round of 32 favorites. 15-1 straight up, 11-5 against the spread. Crazy talk. In other words, the public is having a great time, the chalk pushers are having a great time, and the sports books are just crying till their eyes fall out. But yet they're having the tales of woe today. But as we always say, never feel sorry for the sports books. They will get you every way in the world other than what happened this weekend. But I know our friends at the Circa, I know all the reading a lot of bookmakers from out in the desert saying that this was probably the worst weekend they've ever had for the first weekend of the NCAA tournament in terms of the house and the people would be winning. So, yeah, if you cleaned up this weekend, congratulations, but you're square, as our friend Race Monkey, that's what he said his name was. He was a square, and he cashed in this weekend. Will it continue? History says it will not, but we will talk about that a little bit later in the show as we look ahead to the Sweet 16 round. Also, what about some baseball, though? We got opening day coming up in a few days. The Reds right now, -162 at our friends at FanDuel in the opening day game against the Washington Nationals. It will be Frankie Montas for the Reds. It'll be Josiah Gray for the Nationals. Nationals +136. That's a big 26-cent line right there. What about the Reds' win totals for the year? A lot of times people are like, what do you look at for Reds' win totals and how do you do win totals that you like? One of my favorite is the Pecota standings from our friend Nate Silver, who is no longer at ESPN. He's writing a book himself. But he came up with these Pecota systems in honor of a player named Bill Pecota from 30 years ago who was as mediocre and as average as anybody could ever be, but he was very predictable. The Pecota standings is how I look at kind of win totals for the year. That is how the Reds have 78.7 wins here. While the desert has, most places had the Reds, 81.5 wins. So if I'm looking to play this I play this total here, I will play them at -115, and we have someone walking into the studio. Who are you? What do you want? Oh, and we have more visitors into the studio. We have to put on a smiling face now and act like we've been here before. Who do you have, Dennis Dillon? Why are you here? Why are you bothering my very important show to the Gamblers of Lexington?
This is important?
Of course.
Listen, what I am about to introduce is important,
it is?
Brad. This could be
more than covering a point spread tonight.
Yes.
Really? More than cashing a ticket? We're talking cash money.
I promise.
Okay. Tell me what you got.
I've got Ramey Cohen.
Ramey Cohen? Who is this Ramey Cohen you speak of?
Don't act like you don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I delivered. I just delivered.
Yeah, I think the other lady in the room is the one who delivered here, if you
That's
want to
right.
be honest with me.
Right.
Ramey, can you speak to Brad, or are you contractually?
Oh, no, I can speak to Brad. Hello, Brad.
Hello, Ramey Cohen. How are you today? Ramey Cohen great. From ABC 36, I assume?
Yes.
Now, why are you here, pray tell?
Why am I here? I am on Mandy's show.
You're on Mandy's show. Mandy, our friend from Hits 106.3, who does her Mandy and Friends afternoon show, and now she's hogging another microphone herself.
Yeah, sorry. But yeah, I hear that you've been trying to get her on the show, so
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I don't like these rumors that are being spread around here on ESPN Radio.
Why is your face red right now? You look like you just lost a pick.
Dehydrated. I had a rough weekend picking games, Dylan. It was a bad weekend, man.
Wow.
It's hard. So when all these favorites cash, I'm not happy.
So today's show is really all about apologies.
Yeah. Well, so it's a lot of apologies.
Bringing Ramey Cohen in here is like the ultimate salvage for your show.
Ramey Cohen, I have heard that you were once a college athlete.
Yes, I played softball at Mizzou.
At Missouri, yes.
Uh-huh. And she said Mizzou. Be cool,
Mizzou.
Man.
Mizzou.
I know, M-I-Z-C-O-U. I got
Thank
it.
Thank you. I'm so glad you know that.
Uh-huh, see? You had no
we
clue
that.
About that, Dylan. Point for the bottom line. There you go.
This is where he brags about winning the spelling bee. when he was.
Oh
like
yes,
did I
ever mention I'm a 2-time Madison County Spelling Bee champion?
That's impressive.
Thank you very much. Finally, some credit. He hates it when I brag.
Ramey, you should ask Brad how many Lexington Music Awards he's won for Best DJ of the Year.
How many?
I don't nominate myself every year like some people do.
I don't nominate myself either, ever.
But is that how that works? People nominate themselves?
Yes.
Huh.
It's rigged. This whole thing is rigged right now. So, yes. So, what you're on Mandy's show today. What do you have
this week?
Oh, the whole week. So, what are you guys going to talk about?
We've talked about a lot of different things. We talked about what we missed as a child. What else did we talk about, Mandy?
What did you miss as a child?
Just playing outside, enjoying, you know, not having any responsibibilities, not paying for rent.
having to go
and
buy groceries.
We talk about a lot of different things. Yeah. Right, not having to buy groceries. So it's been a lot of fun. Just talking about life.
Well, see, when you have Mandy and friends, see, I always told Mandy, she said it should be Mandy and hangers-on, and others, and just to belittle the other person that's on with Mandy.
Hangers-on.
Yes, exactly.
By the way,
I've never been asked to be your friend, by the way, Mandy. Exactly. I've never been asked to be your friend.
I didn't know you wanted to be a friend.
I don't, but I'd like to be asked.
Okay.
I want to be asked so I could turn you down.
Oh.
That's the thing.
What the heck is happening here?
Yeah, he's kind of evil.
He
he's got
is.
A mean spirit about him.
And that is very mean. Well, here is your formal invitation. Would you like to be a friend on Mandy and Friends?
I will get back to you on
that. Okay.
In case you haven't noticed, in case the buzz hasn't flown around to your end of the studio, I'm headed to the desert this week.
Oh.
Yes.
Arizona?
Las Vegas.
Oh.
That was my thought too, Mandy. So
why do you have to belittle everything I do?
New Mexico?
I'm headed to the desert this week, and then these clowns come in here and say I'm going to Arizona.
Congratulations on your trip to Death Valley.
Why don't you congratulate yourself as you walk out of here in a few minutes? So, Ramey Cohen.
Yes.
So, are you a big sports fan?
I would say I'm a moderate sports fan.
Do you ever play softball?
I do not.
Could you?
Perhaps.
If we had a co-ed team?
Maybe. I don't seek it out nowadays. Like, I enjoyed my time.
But
like,
you do miss playing outdoors.
Yeah, as a kid. But it wasn't always softball. We were doing all different kinds of things outdoors, whether it was basketball or skipping rope. You know what kids do. Just all different kinds of activities. Not just softball.
Kickball? I hear they have a kickball team.
Okay, so that I would probably join the kickball team.
Because
I would love that.
Because
that
I've been.
That sounds so fun.
They have not asked me to be on their kickball team either.
So I'm sensing a lot of people aren't asking you to
That's very true.
He takes everything personally.
Absolutely.
That's the one thing you need to learn about Brad. Everything is personally pointed in his direction.
You're darn right, Dylan.
I mean, he gets bent out of shape.
Just because I had a broken leg a few weeks ago, they wouldn't ask me to be on their kickball team. So, of course, I'm going to take that personally. And I've taken it to... yes, we've discussed you before, Ramey Cohen.
Oh,
at
really?
At least he has.
Okay.
When we do our little football show in the past. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Now he's looking
self-professed. I mean, I think you're utterly charming.
I really appreciate that.
You were great on television.
Thank you so much. That warms my heart. Thank you so much for watching.
And you know our friend Dylan Godet?
Of course. Love Dylan.
Dylan comes on my show every Friday to give his masterful picks. And he's a big promoter of my book because I wrote a book about sports gambling.
You see?
Awesome.
Yes, book about sports gambling.
Good
Dylan,
stuff.
Did I remind you that I wrote a book about sports gambling?
Dylan promotes his book. So
he does promote my book. So he comes on and he gets to come on the show.
There you go.
He gets to come on the show. So anyway, Ramey Cohen, it is wonderful. Do you have any basketball thoughts or anything like from a handicapping perspective? If I'm going to the desert and I'm at the roulette table, should I bet on red or black this week?
Black.
I do wear a lot of black, so that's probably what I gravitate towards.
So
do I. Red's kind of exciting, too.
It's something in common already with Ramey Cohen at the bottom line here with Brad Taylor. We both often wear black, although I'm in my...
You are wearing blue today.
I'm wearing blue because I've been very upset with how my bets went this week. So I'm not doing too well.
Yeah.
I might have a curse word that I had to cover up.
I see that you covered it.
Yes,
up.
To make sure that we didn't have a thing.
It's nice to know that you're self-conscious of, you know, your bad attire.
Well, what was the conversation that made you guys come in here in the first place, Dylan? I would like to hear this real quick.
I just told her that we had an ongoing
rivalry?
Rivalry or
hatred?
Bet when we were doing our NFL podcast that every week it was somebody's turn to invite you to be a guest on the show and that none of us ever had the cojones to do it.
Well, I asked Dylan Dodet about this.
Oh, did you?
Yes, and he said, well, I don't think she would do it. Because I don't know if this was, you know, up to her standards. Because, well, I'm just saying, when you look at somebody like Dead Air Dennis Dillon, I mean, look at this guy. Maybe we aren't up to the standards of one Randy Cohen.
Silly.
So, yes.
No,
but we
I'm
did...
so happy that I'm finally on. I'm on the show.
Oh, stop. Honest. Be honest. You've never heard of this show before this day in your life.
What's the name of the show?
It's called
what show are we on?
It's called I'm Sorry for Losing You Money Over the Weekend. Here's my apology on the radio show.
Yes, it is my apology on the radio. That's okay. Nobody says a word when you win. It's all when you lose when they come. Raimi Cohen, tell us about where we could. You're on. Aren't you on every afternoon?
So I recently left ABC.
Oh, no.
You knew that?
Oh, I didn't.
It's okay.
When did this happen?
Just in the last month or so.
I'm so sorry.
This conversation just got awkward, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am so sorry. Now, so what are you doing now? Are you the permanent co-host with Mandy?
No.
You can be her constant friend. Lord knows she needs a couple.
Can be Mandy's constant friend.
Yes.
No, just trying to figure out my next moves. Just haven't really decided yet what's next for me.
Do not get associated with Classic Rock 92.1. That would be a bad move on your part. But I'm very sorry. I'm sorry that I, A, didn't know.
It's okay.
And B, now that that you're out of job, you got to, you know, you've got big things in store, right? You need to get.
We shall see. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Still going to be in the media? Are you going to do maybe something else? Or
haven't decided yet.
Why are you prying so much?
Well, it's called being an interview. It's called asking questions. It's called being a friend. Like Mandy and Friends. See, she's going to ask stuff like this on her show.
Bring it home, Brad.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. And
just a natural curiosity.
Exactly.
I understand. I like to ask questions,
and what are you doing for dinner? I mean, things like that.
Totally,
you know, no
big
deal.
Yeah.
Are you asking her on a date?
I don't know. I was throwing random questions out there.
Is that where all this is heading?
Me with my T-shirt with a curse word on it. Yes, it would be very nice to ask someone out for dinner in this spot, too. Yeah, so exactly. Just pull out the gold chains. Do the whole nine. So, yes. Raimi Cohen, tell us where we can find you
outside playing now.
Social media.
And just Raimi Cohen on everything.
Just Raimi Cohen on everything.
R-A-I-M-E.
And you will be on.
Unique spelling.
R-A-I-M-E.
R-A-I-M-E. R-A-I-M-E.
Right.
Correct.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, he said you spelled it perfectly. Very good.
He's trying to prove that he's a better
speller than I am. Did I ever tell you? Two-time Madison County Spelling Bee champion. And you'll be on with Mandy all afternoon.
All this week. Uh-huh.
So all this from 2 to 6. All this week on Hits 106.3, it'll be Raimi Cohen and Mandy What's-Her-Face trying to bring in her hangers-on. Yes,
and
I'm sorry.
She can come back in tomorrow and be on your show again for a small...
She can come back in tomorrow anytime.
Why not?
We will talk pinch running from a handicapping perspective.
I love it.
Now, stolen bases, is that a thing in softball?
It is a big thing in softball, but personally that wasn't like my expertise. I was better at like second to home as opposed to first to second.
So somebody gets on second like in a tight game.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got this big lumbering runner.
Was fast.
That's okay.
I used to be fast.
So, yes. So
you're not old enough to have a used to be, are you?
I mean, it's been a few years. I mean, not that long, but you know, there's some time has passed.
Am I allowed to ask when your last season of softball was?
Yeah, 2019.
Oh.
So
pre-COVID.
Just five years ago.
That's not that long ago. COVID was just the other day.
Yeah, it was just yesterday, right?
Is Missouri still good at softball? Can I find point spreads on these games? And can you have any betting information?
Yeah. Missouri should be pretty good this
inside
year.
Inside information.
Yeah.
Raimi Cohen, we thank you so much. Anything Raimi Cohen, R-A-I-M-E, on your social media is where to find her. And make sure to tune in. To Mandy and Friends on Hits 106.3 this week from 2 to 6. And Dead Air Dennis Dillon.
If she was on my show, would you promote my show?
Not a chance. Not a chance in the world. Although she would bring you up out of the depths.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Kind of bouncing right now, just, you know, happy.
Raimi Cohen, I'm sorry that you had to put up with people like Dead Air Dennis Dillon. Mandy, she's okay. She finally invited me to be on her show. It's been a while.
That's so nice of her.
Yeah, it took a little, twist
Mandy.
My arm. Yeah, exactly.
It's called Mandy and Friends.
Yeah, I know, but
you're not really.
We're not really friends, but that's okay. We're acquaintances. I mean, we say hello to each other at the hall. Uh oh, grab the mic, Mandy.
What the heck you mean we're not friends?
We are friends.
I mean, I say hello all the time.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
And I wave.
I make a point to come say hello to you.
You do?
Yes.
Oh.
Whenever you're down this way and I'm out this way, I say hello. We're at the opposite end of the halls, which is very far. Yeah.
Well, both my listeners are very intrigued by what's going on in this show today.
All right, Brad.
Mandy Williamson,
thank you
so much.
Yeah, thank
you. Raimi Cohen, thank you so much. Make sure to listen to these two ladies this afternoon and every afternoon on Hits 106.3. And Dennis is here, too. Thank you, all three of you, for joining us. Bless you all. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Raimi. Nice to meet you.
You're welcome, Brad. You're welcome.
You stink. Leave.
Hey, Brad. You're still welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, friend Mandy.
Okay, okay, goodbye. Okay, goodbye.
You can leave now. You've ruined my show.
Again.
Props that I like for the Reds. I'm sorry, folks. That was terrible. Props that I like for the Reds this year. Let's get back to business. Ellie De La Cruz, 21.5 home runs, 40.5 stolen bases. Really? Desert's telling us it's really 20 and 40 for him? Yeah, I don't think so. I'm going under on both those. I think 18 and 36 might be your max here with Ellie De La Cruz. It's about opportunity. It's about skill level, too. I don't think he gets it. No, we'd love to see it. Eric Davis revisited, kind of, sort of. Ellie De La Cruz to get a 30-30 season, plus 450 out in the desert. And here's another kind of prop that I'm looking at. Hunter Green, 183.5 strikeouts. This is not a wager on skill or level of talent. This is more of a wager on, is this guy going to stay healthy? Because if he gets 25 or more starts, you get this. And if he gets 30, it's not even a problem. I think I'd go over with Hunter Green, 183.5 strikeouts. I think this is the year I go over. But you're betting on health, and that's always a big risk with this guy because he has not proven so far that he could start more than 25 games in a season. So, yeah, big future is now for this Reds team. 81.5 wins? I don't know. I just can't go over 81.5. We see right now to make the World Series, they're 45-1. Just to win the National League, 22-1. National League Central, 350, plus 350 is that. And just to make the playoffs, plus 155. So for me, I liked the Reds a lot last year going over the win total. We posted our little tickets up in here. This year, I can't feel the same way, mainly because they have a lot of young hitters and a lot of unproven pitching right now. So a lot of people are on this bandwagon. I am not. And that's the shortened version of this. Lean to under 81.5 wins. And I hate to say that. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. And that's the bottom line. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Coming up next, we will look at a very quick look ahead at next week's Sweet 16 lines. And we will, of course, talk about our pick maybe for tonight in college basketball. That's next, ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor. Sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Let's quickly look at some lines for later this week in college basketball. Thursday night games. Clemson and Arizona. Arizona opens a 7.5-point favorite. Now only a 7-point favorite. I wouldn't have a problem taking Clemson to the points here. Clemson has done very well against the spread. Of course, the first two rounds of this tournament. This is one KenPom says this is a 5-point margin. So, yeah, I think you're getting some value with Clemson here. I'm going to be looking to take Clemson in this one. Next game on Thursday, San Diego State, UConn. UConn opens a 10.5-point favorite, now up to 11. KenPom says this is only an 8-point game themselves. But still, this is I don't know if UConn should be messed with right now. But we've seen double-digit favorites, 14-3 so far against the spread. When does this end? I don't know. The sooner the better. I will take San Diego State the points. Rematch of last year's national championship game, but sheesh. I don't know. That's one where the revenge factor might be all you have. North Carolina, 3.5, open 3.5 over Alabama. Now 4.5 over Alabama. Is this a spot where Alabama could actually maybe cover a point spread in this spot? Total here is 173.5. Good Lord. By the way, that total opened 174. North Carolina's up a point. That's a big line jump there. Last game on Thursday, Iowa State, 2.5 opened a 2.5-point favorite over Illinois. Now just a 2-point favorite over Illinois. This might be a spot to take another offensive or write some chalk in this one with Iowa State. This is my Illinois. We've talked about we had four teams for the tournament: Baylor, Kentucky, Illinois, Alabama. They had the same kind of resume: great offense, very lousy defense. Baylor, Kentucky, 2-3 seeds lost in the first two rounds. That's not coincidence. Illinois might be next. So is Alabama. I wouldn't take them to win the next two. I can promise you that. Friday games. Marquette opened 6.5, still a 6.5-point favorite over North Carolina State. That's a Friday game. North Carolina State, you talk about a slow-paced dog. That might be a good slow-paced dog to take in this one. Purdue opened a 4.5-point favorite over Gonzaga. Now a 5.5-point favorite. Yeah, this is a spot where you would think Purdue would kind of come up a cropper. But the fact that the sharp money have moved this line in a point, this might be Purdue's time. I'm going to lay off this one for now. Here's a game for you. Houston opened a 4-point favorite over Duke. Now a 4.5-point favorite over Duke. KenPom says a 3-point margin here. Yeah, this is a lot of action so far. Early action is on Houston in this one. And Creighton in Tennessee. How in God's name can you lay points with Rick Barnes in this spot? But he opened a 2-point favorite over Creighton. Now he's a 3-point favorite over Creighton. KenPom says this is a 2-point margin. I like the Thursday games a little bit better than the Friday games. I like going under in some of these games Thursday a little bit more than Friday, too. We'll talk a lot more of these games. What about today in college basketball? Let's go to two games we're going to like from a handicapping perspective. Chicago State and Fairfield. Keep an eye on this one. A 5 o'clock start. Yeah, 5 o'clock. Fairfield opened a 4.5-point favorite. Now a 5-point favorite in this one. I'm going to lay the chalk here with Fairfield. KenPom says a 7-point margin in this one. KenPom, yeah, that's a big margin. And KenPom also says this is the much better team. We'll lay the chalk with Fairfield in this one. And one more game tonight. Tarleton State. Yes, here we go, Big Blue Nation. They are a 5.5-point favorite over Purdue Fort Wayne. Yes, give me Purdue Fort Wayne. It ain't going to last for Billy Gillespie's guys. I know he's not coaching, but he's got something to do with all that stuff down there. Purdue Fort Wayne, give me the points. KenPom says 5-point margin, getting 5.5. Those are your two Mac Daddy Stogies in college basketball tonight. Definitely fading the public. Public all over Tarleton State in that one tonight, too. So we will take Fairfield and lay the points, and we will go against Billy Gillespie's guys down there at Tarleton State with Purdue Fort Wayne. Take those bad boys to the desert and smoke them. ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. Bottom line with Brad Taylor, sports talk from a handicapping perspective. Coming up after the break, did we learn anything on this show today other than the fact that we were rudely interrupted by people who think they're stars in this town? That's next, ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300.
Help us, King. Bright light, said it gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire.
ESPN Radio, 92.5, 1300. I'd like to apologize for being interrupted in the middle of the show and giving an abbreviated version of our Reds props. We'll talk more about baseball props we like tomorrow when we talk about our entire league in terms of win totals and maybe some home run totals and things like that out there that we like from a handicapping perspective. We'll go over all those tomorrow. Don't forget, we're headed to the desert on Wednesday. We'll be broadcasting live from the desert Thursday through Sunday. So stay tuned. Lock us in and rip off the knobs. What did we learn on the bottom line today? Well, we learned that we're not experts on this Coach Cal situation. We don't claim to be geniuses at this stuff. Just wake us next year when there's a coach and they're playing a game that we could bet on. That's the way I kind of look at this. And I know the Big Blue Nation doesn't agree with me, and that's fine. But sometimes you got to live in the real world a little bit to see the forest from the trees a little bit. But we got a lot of tickets to cash between now and next basketball season to worry about what's going on there. So, yeah, maybe we look at things differently. Doesn't make us bad people. Doesn't make you bad people. Just saying. We're all different. It's okay. We talked about the Reds a little bit. We were interrupted by Mandy and friends. Using that term very loosely, from Hits 106.3 and Dennis Dillon from Classic Rock 92.1 and the lovely Ramey Cohen, formerly of ABC 36. And we talked about the games this week in the Sweet 16 and a couple we like today from a handicapping perspective. If you missed it, WLXG.com for our podcast and on our app. Search ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio Lexington. Thanks so much for joining us and getting your side hustle on. Don't forget, pick up a copy of the book, Side Hustle, available at Amazon and in person at Joseph Beth Bookstore. Text us anytime, 24 hours a day, 859-381-1313. Email the show, bottomlinelex@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at bottomlinelex. And don't forget, the daily lineup here on ESPN Radio. Weekdays, Matthew and Jimmy, 10 to noon. Alan Cutler, noon to 2. Yours truly, 2 to 3. And Paul Feinbaum, wondering what Nick Saban is doing tonight. He and his wife. What was it? What was the wife's name? He calls her Miss something. I forget. Anyway, they're sipping some cider down in Alabama somewhere. But he will wax poetic about them again. That's all coming up weekdays at 3 here on ESPN Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. So until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours. King, we had a tough weekend against the spread, but we're coming to see you this weekend, buddy. Make sure to have some winners for us then, if you don't mind, sir. Thank you very much.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul on fire.